Hi, everyone. This is Carmela G. As Lorraine said, grateful, compulsive overeater from New York. And I thank you for allowing me to do service tonight on this meeting. It's been my abstinent date was July 22nd, 2013. So it's been a gift that was given to me from my higher power to be able to abstain from any product with refined sugar in it. And I was a true sugar addict. And I had stopped weighing at 315. And my initial weight loss was 175 pounds. And then I got ill, and I've gained about 10 to 15 pounds of that weight back. But so I'm still maintaining 155 to 160 pounds weight loss over all these years. So I truly consider that a miracle and a gift. I was always considered myself an intelligent person, and I thought, I can lose this weight. I knew I could lose this weight. I believed I could lose this weight. And I tried losing the weight, and I would lose it. But no sooner did I lose it when I found it again, and back on it would come. And I was in my sixth decade of life. I was 67 years old when a young woman had the courage, and I say courage, to approach me at a family gathering. And she came over while I was on my second piece of dessert, you see, because one was never enough. And she came over and asked if she could sit down. And I said, oh, of course. I thought I was going to solve all her problems. You know, maybe she had something she had to discuss with me, and I could fix it because, you see, I could fix everything. And she sat down and she said, I've never done this before, but I need to tell you that you are a compulsive overeater. Well, as the big book talks about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, that's exactly how I turned. I slammed my hands on the table. I stood up to try to intimidate her. And I said, I am not. I can lose this weight if and when I want to. Total denial. But you see, I believe that my higher power that I call God was forcing this woman to continue. I couldn't intimidate her, and I tried, and she kept going on. And she just sat there and said, no, I've known you for many years. And you are a compulsive overeater. And you need to buy a book called Alcoholics Anonymous and come to our meeting. And we'll read the book and you will get a sponsor and you will learn the steps and you will be able to lose the weight. And I said, you are nuts. You people. You see, I couldn't admit to myself that I was one of us. And that does not apply today, because recently I was with my great nephews, they're young teenage boys, and we were all eating dinner, and I had my abstinent meal, and they were eating theirs, and the 18-year-old said, "Aunt Camilla, are you trying to tell me if you had a little bit of this, you would go back to being as fat as you used to be?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "You don't understand. I am an addict." And the younger one said, "Oh, we learned about addicts in school." And I said, "Well, your aunt is an addict. There are many different addicts." I said, "There are drug addicts, there are alcoholics." I said, "I happen to use food as my addictive substance. And food owned me." And I could not have said that several years ago, because I was in denial. Today, I can totally admit food truly owned me. And it's amazing to think that at the age of 67, my higher power allowed me to shed 175 pounds. And this year will be 14 years later. I have maintained 155 pounds off me. And I have never broken my abstinence, but my activity is not what it used to be. And my aging process, I'm slowing up. And I guess it's time for me to go back to the nutritionist and maybe have my meals adjusted for my age and my activity of today. So this is something I have to give to my higher power and ask God. I can function so much better with this weight off me. I can walk. I couldn't do those things. I could not do steps. I could not walk around in my neighborhood, let alone do my own housework. Today I can be self-sufficient. And I can walk without huffing and puffing. And it's such a miracle, and it's such a gift. And the reality is, I agree to share this story because there was one thing I found out in program. And it took this program. I don't get it, because as I said, I'm fairly intelligent. It took this program to make me realize that there is not one human being who doesn't want to be loved. We all seek love. And I was seeking love out of food. It was my best friend. It was my soother. And all it was doing was killing me. So today, I have faced the fact that as a human being, I need other human beings to love. and care about. And when I go see my young nephews, and they're 15, 20, and 18, I say, Aunt Carmela is here for the hugs. I need a hug. I need people to love and be loved. And I would never have said that 14 years ago. I was so self-sufficient. And the other fact that I have learned on this journey, I was always, always a woman of faith. But my concept of God was, He was my errand boy. Every day I called it prayer, but all it was a to-do list. And I would tell Him everything that I expected Him for me to do that day. And many a day I would say, and I would like you to get me thin. But I never wanted to put the food down. I would ask to be thin, but I didn't want to do the work. So today, I realize my higher power that I call God, number one, loves me perfectly. I tell my family members, I love you, but God loves you perfectly. And it took this program to make me realize that. And the other piece is, I knew when I started working this program that my first amends needed to be to my higher power that I call God, because I took food and I made it my higher power. And what if you have someone that loves you perfectly and you slam the door and say, I don't want that. I want this food. And that's just what I did to my higher power. So I made my amends, and I make them almost daily, saying, when I wake up in the morning, God, I don't ever want to make food my higher power again. I don't ever want to offend you that way. Please, give me the strength not to even want it during the day. And so far, July 22nd, 2013, was my first day of abstinence. And I have been so blessed not to pick up since then. And that is a blessing. And that is a gift. And another gift is, when I was in the food, I was angry. I was a rager. I don't know how people tolerated my rage and anger. Because today, while I'm speaking, the 15-year-old that I spoke of, my great-nephew, texts me and told me, hello, how was your evening? I love you. That, to me, is the biggest gift that this program gives me, is that I can accept and receive love first from my higher power and then from other humans. And
just a reminder, 5 minutes.
Thank you so much. And the reality is that love fills me up so much more, because when I was in the food, I could never satisfy. I had to shove it in so that I could go into a coma of sleep. But today, all I do is nourish my body with enough food to keep me healthy. And I love people. And it took me 67 years to realize it. I am now 78 years old. So these last 11 years have been such a gift. And I pray every day. And I pray that there's someone out there, if you are using food to fill that hole, it will never be full. And I think love fills it so much better. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.